Chance Hymus, pro debut. Got to start, man. Ran front. And then I almost thought you were, like, maybe in shock for a few laps, and it took you maybe four to set a pace. I don't know. It seemed like you were, like, yeah, maybe you're like, hey, I'm not quite ready for this.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I only really had a couple goals coming in here. I was like, I just want to get a good start and just run up there. And me and Hunter won two off the start, and I was like, dude, this is so sick. And then VL got past him. Like, I was just like, I didn't really know what to do. I was like, I guess I'll just follow him and see where it goes. And then him and VL almost came together on the trip. We went off the track, and I was like, all right, I'm here. I think I might be able to get in the whoops. I can at least try. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know when I'm going to start tapering down, but like, I had like a few more laps where I was like, all right, I'm just going to give it all I got, and let's just see where it goes. But yeah, I mean, I tried. I got second, and Hunter ended up getting me, and then I just started kind of just going downhill from there. But I don't think I took a breath for like four laps. I was just full sprint. But yeah, I got to about halfway, and then I just like calmed down a little bit and then kind of got my groove back. But I mean,
it looked like to me, like, yeah, you started being like, okay, I can just ride now. Yeah.
Right. I mean, once I got freight trained, but once I was kind of by myself, I set that pace. I mean, just, it's so hard to, you blow up in the first half, and it's so hard to come down from it, especially on Supercross. But once I just calmed her down and, like, backed off for a few laps, like, I was fine, but I needed to do that sooner.
Yeah, the one thing that you can't teach is speed, and whether it was the qualifying or, you know, early in the main, you had it, right? Like you can always work on everything else, but the speed's there.
Right. I mean, I know I can run the pace. I just gotta work up to run in place the whole time. Yep. So.
So you've done futures, obviously. What was different about tonight besides, I mean, obviously the pros, but, like, right, what was different? Or were you trying to tell yourself it was the same?
Dude, I was just, I was just trying to tell me, like, there's nothing different. Like, it's the same thing. But, I mean, instead of being two guys, there's 10 of us. It's just like, yeah. it was kind of nice being in B practice, though. A little less chaotic for the first one.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, I was kind of bummed, like, damn, I don't want to be in B practice. And then I was like, yeah, I'm kind of glad I'm in B practice.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end, the track was a little bit smoother. And, I mean, just less people.
Yeah.
Less people to deal with, and at least you can just kind of work into it. But, no, it's, dude, just the difference between it, it's just the intensity.
Yeah.
Like, there's,
yeah,
with how many people there is, like, they're going the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah.
Especially with futures, like, you'll get some guys that go for a few laps and then they're done. I mean, the race is only 6 minutes, but you get out there for the main and, dude, everybody's going hard for the first five laps. I'm like, dude, this is wild.
Yeah. And again, I know you've done futures, but, you know, you ride the Honda track or wherever, and or 83 or Honda track or whatever, and now this one, you got to learn this place. You got to learn this track, right?
Right, yeah.
That's something probably pretty new.
Yeah, I mean, especially with doing press day, that helped a lot.
Yeah.
But in the past for me, I've always kind of struggled, like, picking up new tracks, and I feel like the tracks we have at the compound, the Lawrences, they build some pretty gnarly tracks. So riding those things, and then it felt like it helped adapt to this. Like, to me, this felt easy when I first started riding it. But it's just, for me, I always struggle with that, and I feel like I got the jumps down pretty quick and just took my time with it in free practice. And I had Hunter just take your time. Do it. You have 2 10-minute sessions. Just take your time and hit all the jumps. And he's like, just follow me. And I was like, all right.
But, I can do that.
Yeah, I was like, it was cool, though. I'm glad I got the experience doing it.
Awesome, man. Well, good job, and it's cool to see you here. And, yeah, keep it up, man.
Yeah, thank you.